It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together today. If you live on a farm, or if you know a lot about a farm, you probably know what these two things are. This is a bucket. This is a stool for milking a cow. Yep. You sit on the stool like this. Put the bucket like that. And then you put the bucket under the cow. And then you know the bag that's under the cow, that's part of the cow, that holds the milk? Well, go like this with the teats of that bag. That bag is called an udder, the udder of the cow. And you go like this and you milk the cow. Mm-hmm. Some farms have machines for milking, but many farmers milk like that. I borrowed these things from the McFeelys because they have a cow. Yeah, they have a cow now. I have a film of some different cows I want to show you. After we see the film, then we'll go over and see the McFeely's cow. I want you to see different kinds of cows first. Okay, and look for the udder that's underneath the cow, too, that holds the milk. Kinds of cows. Let's go over and see the kind of cow that the McFeelys have, all right? They invited us to come. Yep, they know we're coming. We'll take their bucket and their stool with us. Come along, see the McFeelys cow. There she is. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. Here she is. Isn't she beautiful?
She really is. What do you call her?
We call her Harriet.
Oh, Harriet Cow.
Isn't that nice?
cow, Harriet.
I'm glad you brought those things over because it's her milking time. She needs to be milked at least once a day.
Oh, why?
Well, see under here? She has her udders.
Yes, we know about that.
And they get all full of milk, and she needs us to take the milk out because they get so heavy that it hurts.
I see.
So she's glad when we come along and when she knows it's milking time.
So you're going to milk her now? Good, yes. We'll be glad to see that. How do you do it?
Well, I'll just give you a little demonstration without the cow and then a demonstration with the cow.
All right.
Without the cow, you take the bucket like this between your ankles, and you hold on to her udders down here, and you just squeeze the milk out.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, you hold on to her there. It's okay, Harriet.
All right.
I talked to her a little bit just before I milk her, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's a Guernsey cow, isn't she?
That's right. It's okay, Harriet. Hear that noise?
Yes.
It's a nice sound.
Imagine having your own cow, being able to get your own milk.
Farmer Turner brought this last week, and I was so happy.
You've always wanted a cow, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. When I was a little girl, I had a cow, and I haven't had one for years and years.
She seems very tame. I guess she wouldn't hurt.
Oh, no. She's very, very tame. Sometimes you get a little sprayed with the milk.
I'd like to know how to do it myself.
Well, I could teach you how. I'd like to know. Wait a minute, Harriet.
Good day, Mr. Rutherford.
There's Mr. McFeely.
What do you think of Harriet?
Oh, she's a beautiful cow.
Certainly is.
Boy, have you learned how to milk her?
Well, Betsy's been teaching me, and I've practiced. Why don't you try? All righty?
I'd like to try.
Well, here, I'll hold her for you.
All right.
Okay, I'll just step around here. Good day to you, Harriet.
Okay, Mr. Rogers?
Yep. Okay, now you pat her a little bit.
Pat her and talk to her a bit.
Harriet, I'm going to try to do the milking now. Yep.
She knows you're a friendly man.
All right, now it's like this. And you say just hold it like this and then squeeze it. Oh, it works. And you do them all?
You have to milk every single one dry till she, for her to be happy. At least once a day and sometimes twice. It's hard.
Oh, squirted it right on me.
See, that doesn't hurt her.
Nope. Yeah, I guess she wants room to get more milk in there.
That's right.
Try this one again.
So now you know where milk comes from.
I always think how fancy cows must be to be able to eat, have it go through their bodies,
and some of it
be milk.
I had a cow over here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Fred.
Boy, what a beautiful animal.
Harriet the cow, Francois. There you go.
Isn't she great?
Harriet. Hi there, Harriet.
Look, Fran. I can milk it. Want to
try? I learned how.
Well,
want to try?
Yeah, why don't you show me?
Sure. Sit right here.
You'll be Francois's teacher, Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Never milked a cow before.
Okay, say hello,
Harriet.
To her.
How you doing, Harriet?
Now keep the bucket between your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then with your one hand, just squeeze here tightly and then squeeze around like that. See?
Okay.
In other words, when this fills up with milk,
and
you go like that and then squeeze from down below. Good. See?
There
right away.
Go.
There are a lot of people milk you today, Harriet. You're a good-natured cow.
Isn't she nice?
certainly a fine cow.
Is she there?
You're a fine cow.
Oh, you're getting a song, Harriet.
You're a very fine cow. You're a very, very fine cow. You're a very, very, very fine cow. You're welcome. She's saying thank you.
You better look again.
Oh, Fred. I thought it was Harriet.
It sounds just like Harriet.
I have to go off now, but thanks for telling us about Harriet.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad you came over.
Well, listen, why don't I go with you, Fred? Yes, sure. I've got to get back to the Met to sing.
Doesn't either of you want some milk? Nice fresh milk.
Well, not me. I don't have a place to keep it cool.
How about you, Mr. Rogers?
I'd be glad to take it home.
Okay, it's not pasteurized. Very good for cooking.
I'll just put some in a container for you.
Goodbye, Harriet. Thank you for letting me milk you.
Thanks, Mrs. McFeely.
Here you go.
Good day, Francois.
Righto. Nice
fresh
to see
milk
you again.
For cooking tonight.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Francois.
Bye.
That was
milk
nice
the cow.
Of you. Yep. I'm expecting a student to come over in just a few minutes.
I've just been working on a little song. I thought maybe you'd like to see it.
I could watch with a student on your porch over there.
Good. Come along. I'll go inside and get it. Will you stay with Mr. Clemens while I go inside? Okay.
He's a good friend, isn't he? You like him and you're a child. And I'm a grown-up man and I like him too. People can have friends of all different ages. Can't we?
Here it is. It's
moo
different.
Moo like a cow.
I can moo like a cow, can you? And then you moo, and then you make different animal sounds.
Okay, let's
try it.
I can moo like a cow, can you?
That's it, and then you moo.
Moo. I can cluck like a hen, can you cluck too?
Cluck, 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 you see?
Mm-hmm.
Moo. Moo. I'll do the clucks. Cluck, cluck.
Moo.
Cluck, cluck.
Moo.
Cluck, cluck.
Moo.
Cluck, cluck.
Moo.
That's it.
That's a nice song.
Then you can do different sounds, you know, like the cat and the dog and the horse and the duck and that. Let's do it once again.
Okay, let's see if I can do it a little faster. I can moo like a cow, can you moo? I can cluck like a hen, can you cluck too?
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
Moo,
cluck, cluck,
moo,
cluck, cluck,
moo,
cluck, cluck,
moo,
cluck, cluck,
moo. That's a nice song. Can I have a copy of this?
Sure, I have another one.
Okay, I can use this with my students over there.
Great.
In my studio. I'll see you.
All right.
Okay,
bye,
thanks
friend.
For the song. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Come on inside.
Moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo.
I'll put this in the refrigerator. Take it home later. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make-believe something about a cow today. Trolley. Let's make-believe that a cow comes to the neighborhood of make-believe. Have her name be Harriet. How about Harriet Elizabeth Cow? And she could be the person, or the cow, who is answering the advertisement for Don Quixote's full-time help. You know, he needs help there someplace else. Okay, ready, trolley, for the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, what about the trolley? The trolley could help.
Oh, no, Uncle Freddy, the trolley is already helping everybody in the neighborhood.
Well, I certainly can't go over there and help Don Quixote work. I have my own work to do right here in my castle.
I know that, Uncle Friday. I just thought you might have a suggestion.
Imagine Don Quixote raising all those vegetables over there someplace else.
And you know, they're growing so fast, Uncle Friday, that he needs help immediately. Yeah. Edgar Cook.
What about Edgar Cook?
Edgar Cook knows all about vegetables. He could come over and help Don Quixote for a couple of weeks until...
Lady Aberlin now. Edgar Cook is very busy here taking care of things in my castle. After all, I cannot be a king alone. I need a helper, too. Now, you'll just have to look elsewhere for your farming help.
Okay, Uncle Friday. I just thought you might have an idea.
Ideas I have, but they are not farming ideas. Now, farewell.
Farewell. What am I going to do about finding someone to help Don Quixote?
Excuse me, young lady. Over here, excuse me. Yoo-hoo.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do?
Nice day.
I'll say. I just wonder if this is the place. I mean, I don't see any tractors or plows or anything, you know.
Oh. Well, you see, we just have a trolley track and a chair factory.
Well, I must have come to the wrong place, but I did follow the directions in the ad.
The ad?
Yes, I'm answering the ad for the farmer's helper.
For Don Quixote?
Yes, yes, I believe that's the name.
Oh, am I glad to see you, Miss Cow.
Oh, well, you may call me Harriet Elizabeth. You all must really need help.
Oh, Don Quixote really needs help. I just can't wait to bring you over to him.
Well, why wait? Where is he?
Someplace else.
Is that far from here?
Oh, no, it's not very far. I'll take you there, all right? Oh, I just can't wait to show Don Quixote his new helper.
Will he kiss me, too?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know that he'll be really, really glad for your help.
Well, I love to farm. I love everything about it. I hope he has a lot of work for me.
Oh, a lot of work. Quite a lot of work.
Good.
A whole lot of work. Come along to someplace else.
All right, then.
Ah, farmer's work is never done, from morning till night, then from night till morning. A farmer's work is never done.
Hi, Don Quixote.
Oh, hello. More orders? Oh, new customers? I'm really too busy for any new customers.
Don Quixote.
Yes?
I'd like you to meet Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, Miss Cow. But as you can see, I'm really busy.
I'll say.
Yeah.
That's why I came. I saw your ad in the farm paper, and
you mean you're coming to help me work? You mean you're answering my ad for somebody to help in this farming business of mine that's just about to drive me away from someplace else? You mean, oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, he did it, too. That's 100% so far.
What do you mean, 100%?
Well, we see, I've met two people since I've arrived in this place, and both of you have kissed me.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Here comes someone else. Let's see how my luck holds out.
Oh. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Yeah, Mr. Clemens.
King Friday says you need help over here, and I have 10 minutes to give you.
10 minutes will take. Mr. Clemens, meet my new full-time helper, Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Cow? I say, how do you do?
How do you do? Aren't you going to kiss me?
Well, if you'd like me to.
Well, I just don't want to break the record, you know, if you don't mind.
I'm afraid I don't understand. What record?
Well, you see, we were so happy when she came because there was so much work to do and we really needed the help that both Don Quixote and I kissed Harriet Elizabeth when we met her.
Oh, nice custom.
Oh, that's a long stretch there, Mr. Clemens.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to work. Okay. Now, I'll take care of your bookkeeping and I'll help with the farming needs and whatever you like. I like... I like every phase of farming, the study of animal husbandry on the side.
Oh, you really know your stuff, Harriet Cow.
I'll say. Now, let's get to it. Mr. Clemens?
Yes.
You tend to the carrots over there.
Okay.
And what do you want the lady to do, Donkey?
Oh, well, I'd like her to tell my friends in the neighborhood of make-believe my good news. Lady Eberlin, tell King Variety especially, and everybody.
I will. Yeah. It sure is good news.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Good
Lady Eberlin. For everybody.
Yes. Good news for everybody.
Well, that's when news is best. Moo news.
Yeah. I'll say.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, let's get right to it here.
Okay, let's see if
we can. That'll be fine. Yes.
I guess if they don't find anybody, you'll just have to work night and day, Edgar.
But I do that already, Your Majesty.
Well, then you'll just have to work double time, that's all. Just double time.
Double time. Double time. How can one person be two? Double time. Double time. Oh, what am I going to do? Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. What am I going to do? Who's that I hear?
It's Lady Eberlin.
What's the matter? Lady Eberlin. Oh, Lady Eberlin.
What's the matter, Edgar? Are you sick?
I'm sick at heart, Lady Eberlin.
Well, why forevermore?
The king says I may have to work double time, and I'm already working a day and night.
Is this having to do with Don Quixote?
That's it. That's it. Can't you just see me farming? Farming on top of cooking and cleaning and all the things that I do around here. Farming. Farming. Oh.
Worry not, Edgar Cook.
Worry not.
Worry not.
Why not?
Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Are those some magic words you're telling me, Harriet Elizabeth Cow?
Harriet Elizabeth Cow has solved the whole problem.
And how could a cow solve the whole problem?
Because she knows about farming, and she answered an ad.
She has come to help Don Quixote.
Yes, so...
Oh, let's go tell the king.
Oh, let's go tell
let's
the king.
Let's go tell the king.
This is good news for everyone.
Good
Edgar.
News. Good news. Oh, oh, oh.
So Harriet Elizabeth Cow will work with Don Quixote at some place else. She thought it was fun to have a lot of people kissing her, didn't she? Some children don't like to have a lot of people kissing them. Do you? Some people do, and some people don't. Oh. I have some miniature farm animals here somewhere. Yeah, here. Thought maybe we could. Here's a cow. Can you see the udder of the cow? Right under there? It holds the milk. And the cow's calf can drink milk from its mother. Here's a chicken. Let's try singing that song that Mr. Clemens and I were singing. You know, I can moo like a cow, can you? I can cluck like a hen, can you cluck too? Cluck, cluck, cluck. Moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo, cluck, cluck, moo. Let's try two others, right? How about a sheep? I'll move these over. There's a sheep. How does a sheep sound? Baa, baa. And a horse. A horse. Horses sound like whinny, whinny, like that. So we can say baa and whinny. I can baa like a sheep, can you? Baa. I can whinny like a horse, can you whinny too? Whinny, whinny. Baa, whinny, baa, whinny, baa, whinny, baa, whinny, baa. You can do that with lots of animals. You don't even need toys to do it. Just think about them. I think I'll just leave these here and put a sign on here that says, do not disturb. You know what do not disturb means? Don't even move it. No, don't change it or anything. Do not disturb. That's what it is. Do not disturb. You know, if someone's reading a good book, that person might say, do not disturb. Well, don't want anything changed here. Or somebody made a block building or something, say, do not disturb. Don't change it. Oh, we've had a good visit today. The McFeelys have a cow. Oh, what was it that I brought in today? Bucket and a stool. That reminds me of the milk in the refrigerator. Need to take that home with me. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a happy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. You'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.